مرحبا يا مصطفى, مرحبا يا مصطفى, the grand arrival of مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم, مرحبا يا مصطفى.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين, أما بعد, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most wise, who created this world with his wisdom. And the choicest of peace and blessings be upon his noblest messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the fountain of the treasures of wisdom. And we send peace and blessings upon his purified household and his brilliant companions alayhi muridwan, who drank from his cup of wisdom and carried it forward. وہ دہن جس کی ہر بات وحی خدا, وہ دہن جس کی ہر بات وحی خدا, چشمہ علم و حکمت پہ لاکھ ہو سلام, مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھ ہو سلام, شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھ ہو سلام. ویلکم ونس اگین ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل. You are watching the program called The Grand Arrival of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Throughout the world we are celebrating the maulud of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's program, in today's discussion, alhamdulillah, we are going to be speaking about praises of Mustafa in the Book of Allah. In reality, the entire Quran is the praise of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah azawajalla, we will discuss the greatness, the status, the virtues and blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also those specialities of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that have been mentioned in the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani the Quran. So the Quran has described him as the one who will intercede. At another place, it has described him as Sirajam Munira, radiant sun, shining sun. At other places, the Quran has described the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Yasin and Taha, and sometimes as Muzzammil and Muddathir. Subhanallah. So in short, we will hear about those amazing qualities and specialities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah azza wa jalla, through which we will increase our love and devotion for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please, it's my honest appeal to the viewers out there, from wherever you are watching today's speech and program, stay locked with us until the end of the program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a beautiful kalam, subhanallah, rendered and recited by none other than Sana Khane Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad Amin At-Tari sallamahu al-Bari, Nisar teri chahil pahil par, Hazaro Eid Rabi'ul Awwal. Subhanallah. Allah subhanallah. It's a very beautiful kalam. Thereafter, we even have some video clips by Gohar Mustafa At-Tari sallamahu al-Bari, who will be enlightening us on the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's love for his ummah. These are some short clips, inshallah, azza wa jalla, to add more value to the program, inshallah. Stay with us until the end. After this kalam, we shall return. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
نثار تیری چہل پہل پر,
چہل پہل پر,
ہزار عید ربیع الاول,
ربیع الاول,
سوائے ابلیس کے جہاں میں سبھی تو خوشیاں منا رہے ہیں,
سبھی تو خوشیاں منا رہے ہیں.
صحاب رحمت باری ہے بارہویں تاری, کرم کا چشمہ جاری ہے بارہویں تاری, صحاب رحمت باری ہے بارہویں تاری, کرم کا چشمہ جاری ہے بارہویں تاری.
ہمیں تو جان سے پیاری ہے بارہویں تاریخ، ہمیں تو جان سے پیاری ہے بارہویں تاریخ، اردو کے دل کو کٹاری ہے بارہویں تاریخ، اردو کے دل کو کٹاری ہے بارہویں تاریخ،
صاحب رحمت باری ہے بارہویں تاریخ، کرم کا چشمہ جاری ہے بارہویں تاریخ،
ہزار عید ہو ایک ایک لہجے پر قربان، ہزار عید ہو ایک ایک لہجے پر قربان، خوشی دلوں پہ اتاری ہے بارہویں تاریخ، خوشی دلوں پہ وہ تاری ہے بارہویں تاریخ،
صاحب رحمت باری ہے بارہویں تاری، کرم کا چشمہ جاری ہے بارہویں تاری،
تمام ہو میلاد انبیاء کی خوشی، تمام ہو گئی میلاد انبیاء کی خوشی، ہمیشہ اب تیری باری ہے بارہویں تاریخ، ہمیشہ اب تیری باری ہے بارہویں تاریخ،
صاحب رحمت باری ہے بارہویں تاریخ، کرم کا چشمہ جاری ہے بارہویں تاریخ،
دلوں کے میل دلے گل کھلے سرور ملے، دلوں کے میل دلے گل کھلے سرور ملے، عجیب چشمہ جاری ہے بارہویں تاریخ، عجیب چشمہ جاری ہے تاریخ،
صاحب رحمت باری ہے بارہویں تاریخ، کرم کا چشمہ جاری ہے بارہویں تاریخ،
خدا کے فضل سے ایمان میں ہیں ہم پورے، خدا کے فضل سے ایمان میں ہیں ہم پورے، کہ اپنی روح میں ساری ہے بارہویں تاریخ، کے اپنی روح میں ساری ہے بارہویں تاریخ،
صاحب رحمت باری ہے بارہویں تاریخ، کرم کا چشمہ جاری ہے بارہویں تاریخ،
ہمیشہ تو نے غلاموں کے دل کیے کھنڈے، ہمیشہ تو نے غلاموں کے دل دل کیے کھڑے جلے جو تجھ سے وہ ناری ہے بارہویں تاریخ جلے جو تجھ سے وہ ناری ہے بارہویں تاریخ
صاحب رحمت باری ہے بارہویں تاریخ کرم کا چشمہ جاری ہے بارہویں
ولادت شیطان کے دن منائے خوشی عدو ولادت شیطان کے دن منائے خوشی کہ عید عید ہماری ہے بارہویں تاریخ عید عید ہماری ہے بارہویں تاریخ
صاحب رحمت باری ہے بارہویں تاریخ کرم کا چشمہ جاری ہے بارہویں
حسن ولادت سرکار سے ہوا روشن حسن ولادت سرکار سے ہوا روشن میرے خدا کو بھی پیاری ہے بارہویں تاریخ میرے خدا کو بھی پیاری ہے بارہویں تاریخ
صاحب رحمت باری ہے بارہویں تاریخ کرم کا چشمہ جاری ہے بارہویں تاریخ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. دس واز محمد امین الطاری سلمہ الباری ریسائٹنگ بارہویں تاریخ. بارہویں تاریخ دس ریفرز ٹو دا 12th آف ربیع الاول ڈی آف یوز ان وچ دا بلوڈ نبی دا پروفٹ آف رحمہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کیم ان ٹو دس ورلڈ فار آور گائیڈنس. Our discussion is the praises of Mustafa in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And trust me, dear viewers, if only we knew the meaning of the Holy Quran Pak, if we have understood the translation and the tafsir of the Quran, we would enjoy reciting the Quran every time we have recited or when we do recite the Quran. This gives us the enthusiasm that we should love the Quran, we should have a special attachment with the Quran which has been revealed in the shan of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, from amongst the amazing and impeccable qualities and characteristics as well as the manners or habits of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that whenever the Prophet would speak, dear viewers, whenever he would speak, the Sahaba alayhim ridwan have mentioned that he would be so calm in his speech and he would utter every word so slowly and calmly that if the listener had to count the number of words or sentences the beloved Nabi says, it would be possible. This is his andaz. Therefore the Quran says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, praising the standard of his akhlaq and his adab, subhanallah, his the respect he attains and he gains, as well as together with that his own habits is so amazing, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So there are times when some discussions were quite deep and Sahaba alayhim ridwan who were gaining the tarbiyat from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah would teach them or edify the noble Sahaba. So they would sometimes request and say, Ra'ina ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be regardful of our state. Yani, give us some time to understand your blessed speech properly. This is the meaning of Ra'ina ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is his beautiful habit that when he would speak, he would be calmly in his speech. But at times when the conversation would be quite deep, or difficult for them to understand what's meant by this, they would say, Ra'ina, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the language of the non-Muslims, this word denoted upon a meaning of disrespect. Allahu Akbar. And they began to utter it with an ill intention. Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he had learned, when he became familiar with the language of the non-Muslims, so he radiyallahu anhu once heard them say this word and he said, O enemies of Allah, may the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you. If I hear this word from anyone's tongue ever again, I will behead that person. The non-Muslim said, you are angry at us. Whereas the Muslims also use this word. When he heard this, he then presents himself in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As he radiyallahu anhu had just arrived in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this verse was then revealed, and it was then prohibited to use this word ra'ina. See, dear viewers of Madani Channel, every thing that was done in the life of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if anyone had opposed him, criticized him, if anyone had mocked the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even in a secret way, it is exposed, and Allah azza wa jalla then reveals the actual command of how should one be respectful in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. So another word, another synonym of this word, ra'ina, yani unzurna, was given in exchange of ra'ina. So what is the verse in the Holy Quran Park? In this surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 104, he azza wa jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la taqulu ra'ina wa qulu unzurna wasma'u. O believers, do not say, yani to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ra'ina, and submit as so, unzurna, meaning that please grant us your attention so that we understand well. And O Muslims, listen attentively, yani to his discourse from the beginning. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So what do we learn from this verse in Siratul Jinan? Under this verse, you would learn, dear viewers, it is said that to respect and honor the noble prophets, alayhimus salam, and to maintain due etiquette in their court is fard. It is compulsory. And it is prohibited to use the word in which there is the slightest possibility of disrespect. This is the shan of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Furthermore, those words which have two meanings, both good and ill, and the mind goes towards the ill meaning as well, when that word is spoken, then such words should not be used for either Allah azza wa jalla or his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now Allah azza wa jalla has revealed the command of how should one behave in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Can you see, dear viewers? Allahu Akbar. If anyone objects to the knowledge of the unseen of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if anyone criticizes the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any way, dear viewers, Allah azza wa jalla then reveals the command. He azza wa jalla sets the standard of respect. Jihad, there is respect and standards even when you go into the court of the kings of this world. How should one stand in front of them? How should one talk to them? There are rules and regulations, there are protocols. But these protocols, rules and regulations set by the government, for the government, is destroyed the moment the government is changed. The moment the laws are changed, the moment the country rules and regulations change, then these laws are amended over and again, over and again. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, the respect to the darbar and to the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been set by none other than the creator of this universe. Subhanallah, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, before the birth of my ummah, when my ummah was in the form of clay, at that time they were presented to me in their forms, just as they were presented to Hazrat Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And I was given knowledge of who will embrace iman on me and who will commit kufr. Allahu Akbar. So when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given this news, the hypocrites at that time, they mockingly said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presumes that he knows who will bring iman on him and who will commit kufr. from those people who are not even yet born. Abhi duniya mein nahi aaye, but he says he knows those people who will bring iman upon him and who will not bring iman upon him yet. He doesn't recognize us. Allahu Akbar. They had said this, dear viewers of Madinah channel, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then stood on the mimbar, yani on the pulpit, and after praising and glorifying Allah azza wa jal, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what is the state of those people who object to my knowledge? All of that which will occur from now until the day of judgment, and nothing from it is such that you ask me about and I'm unable to tell you about it. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Huzaifa Sahami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is my father? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him and said, your father is Huzaifa. Allahu Akbar. After which Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu then stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are pleased with Allah as our Lord. We are pleased with Islam as our religion. Allahu Akbar. The Quran as our guide, as our leader, and you as our prophet. We seek your pardon. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked his companions, will you refrain? Will you refrain? Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam descended from the mimbar, and upon that incident, dear viewers, Allah azza wa jalla revealed this verse in the Holy Quran Park. Now listen to this verse. He azza wa jalla says,
مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْتَبِي مِنْ رُسُلِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَإِنْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Allah, Allah. Allah will not leave the Muslims in that state in which you are now until He separates the impure from the pure. And it does not befit the dignity of Allah Azza wa Jalla to give you, O common people, knowledge of the unseen. Yes, Allah chooses from His messengers whom He will, yani, grant the knowledge of the unseen. Therefore, believe in Allah and His messengers. And if you believe and do good deeds, so for you is great reward. Allahu Akbar. Once again, dear viewers, one of the things we learn is that to object to the knowledge of the unseen of the noblest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to say that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have knowledge of such and such thing or so and so thing, it is the way of the hypocrites. It is not the way of the lovers and devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. When our iman and our faith is that even the angels who convey your durood and salutations to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved Rasul has told us that Allah azza wa jalla has granted him so much of knowledge and so much of ilm that he can hear all the voices of the entire creation of Allah azza wa jalla at once. And he conveys not only your durood and your salutations, but along with your father's name, it is presented to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So imagine the one who is all powerful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He could grant His angels this ability and power to convey hundreds and millions of people's durood-e pak in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what about the knowledge of Imamul Anbiya? What about the knowledge of the Prophet and the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Here the Prophet ﷺ had mentioned to his sahaba that I was aware of your condition, and your condition was presented to me when you were in the form of clay. Here in this verse, Allah exposed them and mentioned to them that Allah grants knowledge of the unseen to whomsoever He wills, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. So it is the duty of a Muslim to accept all the praiseworthy qualities of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any hesitation, without any doubt. The merciful Lord granted knowledge of everything that will occur until the day of judgment to none other than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ask me anything, in that hadith which I just presented now. So this means that Allah has granted knowledge for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, he said, ask me whatever you desire to ask and I will give you the answer. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Aside from that, dear viewers, all of those who will bring iman, those who will not bring iman, and those who will be hypocrites, munafiqs, until the day of judgment, are known to the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He knows very well. May Allah cleanse our hearts. May Allah purify our hearts. May we understand that he is the beloved of Allah azza wa jalla. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is fard upon every believer to adhere and respect the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even the slightest disrespect or disregarding his command or his faisla, his decision that he had taken in the favor of any companion. For example, the residents of Madinatul Munawwara would irrigate their fields with the water that would come from the mountains. So an Ansari once argued with Hadrat Sayyidina Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who will irrigate their field first. So he wanted to irrigate his land, his field. Hadrat Zubair radiyallahu anhu presented this dispute in the court of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So our Aqa and Master said, O Zubair, after irrigating your field and your land, release the water in the direction of your neighbor. So Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu anhu was given permission to irrigate his field first because his field came first. Despite this, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also instructed him to favor his neighbor as well. However, the Ansari found this decision to be disagreeable. And he said, Zubair is the son of your paternal aunt. Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu anhu had been instructed to favor the Ansari in the decision. However, the Ansari did not value this. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then commanded Zubair, after irrigating your field and your land, Allahu Akbar, stop the water and do not face it in the direction of your neighbor's land. So upon that, Allahu Akbar, Allah Azza wa Jalla had, of course, he is all seeing, he is all knowing, and he can see that this had caused disturbance to the heart of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This verse was then revealed. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Fala wa rabbika la yu'minuna hatta yuhakkimuka fi ma shajara baynahum thumma la yajidu fi anfusihim thumma la yajidu fi أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما.
So, oh beloved, by oath of your Lord, they will not be Muslims until they take you as a judge for their disputes between them. And whatever you have then decided, they should not have resistance to it within their hearts, and they must accept it wholeheartedly. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, what else can you understand from this verse? Subhanallah. Such is the grand maqam and loftiest station of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah azza wa jalla in this verse, he makes himself known through his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything in this world. But in this verse, he's saying, oath by your Lord. So in other words, he's making himself known through Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, dear viewers, the Quran is in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Almighty declared the one who denies the command of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a non-Muslim. You can never be a Muslim, a believer, if you deny the commands of Sharia. You deny the commands of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the one who made the Sharia is Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is necessary to accept the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with one's heart and soul. There should not be any kind of reluctance regarding this in one's heart. May Allah Kareem make us understand this, dear viewers of Madani channel, because we also learn from this verse, it is fard to accept the rulings of Islam and it is kufr to deny it. May Allah forgive us. May Allah have mercy on our souls. May Allah Azza wa Jalla shower us with rain of mercies and blessings and the true love for Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much of praises can we make for him, dear viewers? How much can we praise the Prophet for? We are unaware of the actual maqam and status which Allah had bestowed upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When our minds are limited, our gatherings are limited, In the gatherings in which we praise Him are limited as well. It is limited to the number of people. It is limited to the reciters as well. How much can we recite or how much can we praise? In fact, where all the strongest minds in the world put all the poets together, dear viewers of Madani Channel, after using all their abilities and power and strength to compose those kalams, where their minds end, where their minds cannot think further, that's where the maqam and the status of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhales and begins from, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah, it is beyond our imagination. Subhanallah, then what can you say about the maqam of the beloved Rasul Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? For Allah azza wa jalla had revealed the Quran upon the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah have mercy on our souls, dear viewers of Madani Channel. May we understand this so that our iman can become stronger. We have a video clip for the viewers, as I mentioned earlier. Subhanallah, the Holy Prophet's love sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ummat, he is most concerned about the well-being of the believers. Let's listen to this beautiful video clip, and when we do return, we shall continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The last individual to exit from the blessed rawda of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam after burying Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that I saw that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was moving his blessed lips. So I moved my ears closer to the blessed mouth of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and I heard him saying, Rabbi ummati, ummati, ummati. Oh Lord, my ummah, my ummah, my ummah. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when I pass away, I will always call out in my grave, Rabbi ummati, ummati, oh Lord, my ummat, ummat, until the second trumpet is blown, i.e. until yawmul qiyamah. From here, my dear viewers of Madrid, understand that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, still in his blessed rawda sharif, he is still doing dua for his ummah. He's doing still doing dua for this nation, that, oh Allah, forgive my nation. Oh Allah, save my nation. And it's up to us. It's up to us as lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to pay back something to deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is our duty to read our salah. Is our duty as Muslims to practice the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And is our duty as Muslims to spread the message of Islam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. And this was Gauhar Mustafa Attari sallamahu al-bari. MashaAllah, explaining to us the love and connection, closeness, proximity of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his ummah. Dear viewers, as ummatis and true followers, what is our haqq and our right as ummatis? The Prophet has rights over us. We have rights as well, dear viewers. We are supposed to obey him, respect him, follow his sunnah, his teachings. He came for our guidance. This is the closeness of the Prophet in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that whatever he desires, whatever he wishes for, Allah Kareem makes that true. Allah Kareem usi qubool farma leta hai, usi waqt, whatever thoughts or wishes comes in the heart of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not hidden from Allah Azza wa Jalla, of course, and He Azza wa Jalla fulfills that wish of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's proven in the Quran when He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into Madinatul Munawwara after migration. For some time, Baitul Muqaddas remained as the Qibla. We all know very well. Whilst praying Salah, and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa would look towards the sky in the hope that a command would come to change the Qibla. Upon this, the blessed verse was revealed during Salah, in which the pleasure of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is declared as the pleasure of Allah. Allahu Akbar. And in mentioning the beautiful manner of the illuminous face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran, and in accordance to the wish and happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Kaaba, which we face in Salah today, has become the Qibla and was made the Qibla. Thus he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned towards the Kaaba whilst in Salah, and all of the Muslims also turned their faces in that direction with him, not without him. No one's Salah was broken. No one's Salah was invalidated. Thus, two rak'at of Zuhr Salah was prayed in the direction of Baytul Muqaddas, and the other two rak'at of Salah was prayed whilst facing Ka'batullah Sharif. Look at the maqam and look at the status of the beloved Nabi in the court of Allah. He Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها فول وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وحيثما كنتم فولوا وجوهكم شطره.
We are observing the turning of your face repeatedly towards the sky. So we will definitely turn you towards that Qibla in which you are more pleased. Allahu Akbar. Now turn your face towards the sacred Masjid-e-Haram. And O Muslims, wherever you are, turn your face towards the same direction. Dear viewers of Madani channel, a poet has said very, very beautifully, Subhanallah, may Allah Kareem grant us the true love of the Prophet. He says,
Khuda ki raza chahte hai.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is the maqam, this is the status of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this account of the Qibla changing, we also come to know that all people must adhere to the law, and the law anticipates the wish of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We follow the law, whereas the law anticipates the wish of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Kaaba, which received the honor of all the awliyas, Ghaus and Kutub, lowering their heads towards it, was all due to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was due to his wish that the Kaaba was made the Qibla. And this will remain as the Qibla until the day of Qiyamah. May Allah forgive our sins, dear viewers of Madani channel. He is the recipient of countless excellences, wallah, countless excellences, which is beyond our imagination. The mind and heart cannot even think or perceive those excellences which Allah has granted him. Maqam-e Mahmood, Allahu Akbar, the station of praises, dear viewers of Madani channel. He Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Holy Quran,
Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar.
Allahu Akbar. O beloved, we have indeed bestowed upon you countless excellences. Under this verse, Allama Maulana Muhammad Mufti Na'imuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states of here, O beloved, we have indeed bestowed upon you countless excellences, and by favoring you with many virtues, we have granted you superiority over the entire creation. We have granted you outer beauty. We have granted you inner beauty, the highest station of prophethood, the book, the most knowledge, the authority to perform intercession. Allahu Akbar. Yani first, we have granted you the station of Maqam-e Mahmood, the station of praise, a large ummah, dominance over the enemies of Islam, many victories and countless bounties and virtues which have no bound and no end, dear viewers. Allah, 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 Allah. Look at it. The largest ummah, dominance over the enemies of Islam. Today, there are so many people, shaitan has corrupted the minds of millions of people. Monies are being spent to destroy this beautiful deen of Islam. Despite so many enemies spending money on a daily basis behind one deen, one religion, though this is still the fastest religion growing in every country in the world. Allahu Akbar, this is only the mu'jiza of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had desired to have the largest ummah. Allah has given him the largest ummah. He will be given how the kawthar, inna a'tayna kal kawthar. As this verse we have recited, subhanallah, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been granted countless things and will be granted much more that you and I have no knowledge about. Allah Almighty granted our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the pond of kawthar, whose water is whiter than milk, sweeter than honey, and more fragrant than musk. The one who drinks from it once will never feel thirst again. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will quench the thirst of his ummah from that pond. On the day of judgment, when everyone will be worried about their accountabilities, about themselves, it is stated when the people's tongues will dry up and become like thorns due to the intense heat, in such situation, the fortunate ones who will drink from this pond of Kawthar. Allahu Akbar. What can be said about that? The iterations which mention certain good deeds and virtuous actions, whoever will perform them, they will be honored to drink from the pond of Kawthar. Some devotees who have true love in their hearts, they desire to drink from the hands of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, I'm presenting these narrations in a summary form, dear viewers, so that we have an idea. The water of Kawthar will be given to the one who recites Salat ala Nabi upon the Prophet in abundance. Make this your habit. Number two, the water of Kawthar will be granted to the one who feeds the fasting person. Make this your habit as well. Number three, the water of Kawthar will be given to the one who refrains from unnecessary speech. Make amal upon this. Number four, the water of Kawthar will be given to the one who gives water to those who travel in the path in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madani channel, some poets have described their desire of drinking water from the pond of Kawthar. Remember, this pond is a beautiful pond, and the full description is given in many books which we mentioned before as well. It is the largest pond, and subhanallah, the number of bowls around this pond are more than the number of stars in the sky. Allah, 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 Allah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, we have just learned about these beautiful attributes of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oath by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran. Some places he made himself known through his beloved Nabi. Though he is Rabbul Alameen, he is the creator. He is the one who created all planets. He is our sustainer, provider, cherisher, nourisher. But yet when he makes himself known, he says, Fala wa Rabbika. Subhanallah. Sometimes he takes oath by the city of the beloved Nabi. Sometimes he takes oath by the soil which touches the blessed foot of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madini channel, sometimes Allah azza wa jalla takes oath by the sayings of the beloved Nabi. He takes qasam, he takes an oath by the words of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine, this is the muhabbah, this is the love between Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah mentions an oath by the speech of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَقِيلِهِ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And I swear by this saying of the Messenger, Allah is saying, وَقِيلِهِ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And I, yani Allah Azza wa Jalla, and I swear by this saying of the Messenger that, oh my Lord, these people do not believe. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla is taking an oath by the speech and kalam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our discussion is praises of the Mustafa, praises of Mustafa in the Holy Quran Park. Here we go, dear viewers of Madani channel. All these are the praises of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran Park. Any chapter you open, any part of the Quran, in Surah Al-Fatah, verse number 29, he's referred as Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Ali Imran, he is described as Mustafa. In Surah Ali Imran, verse number 179, he is called Mujtaba. In Surah Jinn, verse number 27, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned with the title of Murtada. In Surah Bani Israel, verse number 1, he is labeled as the perfect bondsman. In Surah Ma'idah, verse number 15, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referred to as Noor, light. Allahu Akbar. These are the different parts of the Quran Pak in 30 chapters, dear viewers of Madani channel. In Surah An-Nisa, in verse number 174, he is described as Burhan, manifest proof. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 40, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referred to as Khatamun Nabiyyin. In Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 45, he is described as Shahid, Hazir, Nazir, Siraj-e-Munir, and Da'i ilallah, a caller towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Yasin, verse number 1, he is referred to as Yasin. In Surah Taha, verse number 1, he is called Taha. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 119, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned as Bashir, a giver of glad tidings, Nadir, a warner, subhanallah. In Surah Muzzammil, he is referred and addressed to as Muzzammil. In Surah Muddathir, verse number 1, he is referred to as Muddathir. In Surah Ali Imran, verse number 164, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has referred to him as a favor upon the believers. Allah, Allah, Allah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 160, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referred to as mercy to all of the worlds. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. In Surah Al-Qalam, verse number 4, he is described as possessor of a superb character. All these are the various ayat of the Holy Quran Pak. In Surah Bani Israel, verse number 1, he is described as the one who went on Mi'raj beyond all the heavens. Dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah. In verse number 33 in Surah Al-Baqarah, he's referred as the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In Surah Saf, verse number 6, he sallallahu alayhi wasalam is referred to as the glad tidings of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. In Surah Kawthar, verse number 1, he is described as the possessor of Kawthar. In Surah Bani Israel, verse number 79, he sallallahu alayhi wasalam is called the possessor of Maqab-e-Mahmood, which Allah will grant him on the Day of Judgment. We haven't even completed as yet, dear viewers of Madani channel. This continues. It continues. Allah Azza wa Jalla has praised him in the Holy Quran Park. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Sometimes his blessed luminous face is praised. Mufassireen have mentioned that different in the different tafaseer, what's meant by وَالضُّحَى, what's meant by وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, and some places in the Holy Quran Park, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. His impeccable characteristics is being discussed of you, subhanallah. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. So you tell me, dear viewers, if today we think we are overpraising the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you and I are wrong. Hum ghalat hai. Hum chahe jitni bhi tarif kar le, if all the praises together has to be gathered, dear viewers of Madani channel, it can never be equivalent to how Allah Azza wa Jalla has praised his beloved Habib. We praise him according to our gatherings and our limited capacity. And wherever they are in the universe, dear viewers of Madani channel, wherever the name of Allah is taken, the name of his beloved is also taken. Because everything is for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jo kuch hai, ye sara kuch huzur hi ka to hai na. Subhanallah. Allah hadith farmate hai. Zameen o zama tumhare liye makino maka tumhare liye chunino chuna tumhare liye bane do jahan tumhare liye dahal mein zaba tumhare liye badan mein hijab tumhare liye uthe bhi waha tumhare liye. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions the qualities, excellence, greatness and specialities of his beloved in his own book, Al-Quran. If one is praised with his own merciful Lord, by his own merciful Lord, then it is not possible for any human to fulfill the right of praising the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the bottom line, as we say, dear viewers. Allah has praised him and it ends right there. We can never do justice to the praises. So therefore, as much as you can praise, love him, respect him, recite salat upon him as an ummati, to adhere to all his commandments, dear viewers of Madani channel. It is fard upon you. It is necessary upon you. May Allah forgive our sins. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good, and keep reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Marhaban ya Mustafa. Marhaban ya Mustafa, the grand arrival of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaban ya Mustafa.